You're listening to The Pulse, where it's all about student news, student opinions, and student voices.
Hello and welcome back to Wednesday's edition of The Pulse. Do remember, if you want to tweet us, you can at URN1350. We are now getting into a conversation about Comic Relief, which is, I think, being shown this Friday, but events have been going on throughout the week. And this is about Stacey Dooley in particular and her role in Comic Relief.
So the main thing that's been going on, obviously, for those that haven't been aware, Stacey Dooley, obviously, she's very well known for her for the fact she raises quite a lot of awareness about topics that people don't tend to often, you know, think about that much. Well, she does quite a lot of, for example, BBC Three documentaries where she goes certain areas and she'll do a long documentary explaining some of the problems that are happening in an area. She's obviously most famous, recently got quite a bit of success off her win Strictly Come Dancing, and she's at the moment going out to Africa to raise awareness for certain aspects of Comic Relief, and she's been there filming over recent weeks, and this has sparked a bit of a controversy due to the fact that the MP, David Lammy, has weighed in on the argument saying that he doesn't believe that...
Who is black.
Yeah, to clarify, he is a black gentleman. He doesn't believe that actually she should be out there. He's got a long reason, but the general summary of it, and it is a bit harsh to him to say that this is the summarised overview, but this is the main point which is being picked up by a lot of people, is the fact that he essentially is arguing that it sort of resembles the classic white saviour argument in the sense of it's a white, fair middle class celebrity going out there, raising awareness of an issue, but also having themselves very much front and centre of the whole issue going on. The reason it's sort of come back to surface again is because Comic Relief's co-founder, Seleni Henry, has also now weighed into the argument to give his opinion on it. And in very Lenny Henry style, he's a little bit satire, a little bit taking a bit of a joke about it, but also he is looking at the fact that he's essentially said that what Mr. Lammy's comments essentially boil down to, and I'm directly quoting here, he says that he's essentially quipping that the politician might as well be saying, and I'm directly quoting, "screw you white people," in a gag, which he's basically saying as to how it sort of appears as what his comments coming across. Now, there are arguments, I think it's safe to say, from both sides. I can understand why Lammy's saying that. I think he's basically saying that in 2018, it seems a bit, not so much unfair, but almost inaccurate that aren't there enough, in his mind, black celebrities that could be going out there themselves and raising it. It's not so much, I think, a dig at Stacey Dooley. I think it's more he's having a dig at the fact that perhaps other celebrities either have been passed up for the opportunity to going out, because Stacey Dooley's obviously done so much of this, or that they're just not bothering to go out there, I think is possibly one thing he's implying. But it's a bit of a toxic issue that's raised a fair bit of debate. Stacey Dooley's hit back at him quite firmly, saying that, you know, she feels she has the right to go out there and do this. She's obviously raising awareness for a very good cause in Comic Relief. And it's just something which I think for the rest of the panel, if we want to, for discussing, do we think that in a way Mr. Lammy has a point with what he's saying, or is it possibly just not been raised or timed at all very well?
I think it's such a difficult one because at the end of the day, she is raising money for a charity. Like, why should she think, oh, why would you want to question, am I allowed to take part in this?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to get criticised because I'm white. Like, anything that raises awareness for, I think, is a good thing. And, like, part of sort of getting rid of, like, racism and things like that is by just everyone not even having to think about race. I think that's, it should not be an issue at all, no matter what you are. But I understand why, like, the whole sort of colonialism thing, and it's like a lot of celebrities that have been out there are white. You think people like Ed Sheeran and things, they're always out there, like David Beckham, like they do a lot of this sort of stuff. But at the same time, why would you, do you want to have to say no to doing charity work because you think you might get criticized because you're white? I don't know.
And, like, it isn't a direct, I'd say, like...
Yeah, it's not personal. It's not Stacey,
yeah, I think it's thing. Not personal to her. Like, the idea of the white saviour clearly isn't. She clearly doesn't think she's a white saviour, but, like, it's more the kind of concept of, like, you know, like you said, like, if black celebrities aren't being passed over and aren't being asked, is there, like,
but
is that a problem?
Lenny Henry is, like, the co-founder of Comic Relief. Yeah. Surely he's got something to do
perspective,
with...
Perspective, yeah.
Like, yeah, who has been chosen to do this. I mean, like, there was a picture that Stacey Dooley put out with a child from there, Africa, and someone put underneath, would you pick up a random white child in Europe and force them to be in your selfies? Which is quite a harsh thing to put.
Yeah. It's harsh, but also, as like, because I remember having this conversation a while ago with one of my friends who did, like, volunteering in, I think it was South Africa or India, like did like a gap year out there, and she said she like really hates when people post pictures of them with the kids.
But then is it raising awareness?
Exactly.
As well? like social media.
Or just showing that she's enjoying her time, you know? Yeah. So it's hard, I suppose. It's just,
I think the whole issue is this idea of like the poster girl, and the fact that like, because Comic Relief gets so much attention just from this like 1 week, all, and because of the celebrities, they then become like the representation almost of what we associate with Comic Relief. And I think it's more about like promoting diversity within all of the media stuff that they put out as a charity within this week, because that would then change the general
But then
association.
I mean, like Stacey Dooley replied to that saying, "I've had numerous photos with children from Europe. Last year I was with Roma kids in Hungary and no one had any issues with these photos," which I think is a very valid point. I think the way to like, you know, try and like get rid of racism essentially in society is just by not like paying attention to it. Like, it shouldn't be noticed, you know, like Stacey Dooley's white, she took a picture with a white child, no one had anything to say.
Essentially, Instagram
it.
Is just a platform for documenting your life experiences. Exactly. And she's had an amazing experience and she has every right to
and
want to put it on
there. She's getting the word out there.
Yeah.
So, which is what Comic Relief is all about.
I mean, Lammy's, I think just building on that, actually point there, Victor, the argument he kind of gives from a quote he put out on Twitter was, "It's 2019, this way of raising money is tired and outdated. I wish that they would change the record and realise that all it does is perpetuate an age-old colonial trope that encourages supine Westerners to give, but continue to be totally continue in total ignorance to what's really happening in the continent." So I think his point is that whilst Comic Relief does obviously a huge amount of good, the problem is, like we've been saying, guys, it's 1 week usually in the whole year where all the attention suddenly goes towards it, and then afterwards we almost, you know, not wanting to sound harsh, but go back to kind of, you know, our lives normal and sort of don't really think about it that much. And I think that's what he's saying, in the sense of, it's great that there's so much attention given in 1 week, but it's only ever given in 1 week, which...
Then it's, what's the other option? To have Comic Relief every week? You can't have...
I've just looked it up. It said Sports Relief. Well, okay, that's Sports Relief. It's essentially 38 million for the week, which is incredible.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's an amazing thing.
And that amount of money wouldn't be given if we had something so regularly, because everyone...
I mean, it's a great, you can't criticise, like, no one can criticise the idea of Comic Relief. It's an amazing thing and it's doing great things. But maybe, I suppose, because it was like this musical duo, Reggie and Bolly, also, I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce it, also, like, they tweeted, like, replying to David Lammy, and they just said that, like, they agree with him and they feel like, although Comic Relief is a great thing, it's uncomfortable to see loads of British celebs, like, travelling around and kind of promoting a stereotype. But then I suppose, is it a stereotype? That's the thing, that they're not going around being like, this is my money, I'm going to go around and do it. But then at the same time, are they? I don't know.
I think a lot of what needs to be done with the countries inside their own sort of systems, rather than us, like, I think we should help. So, like, it doesn't always need to be British, like, celebrities out there. Like, I feel like we should give them the resources to educate themselves and, like, create just better systems. So, as a whole, everyone's, like, rising, rather than, like, 1 week. Oh, we just give loads of money, and then we need to help make this a long-lasting sort of thing.
There is quite a lot of debate about like where the money actually goes, like how well it's used, you know, all these things, and that happens in, you know,
it's every charity,
and loads of charities and loads of third world countries. You like have corruption. That's why, you know, every country has corruption.
So. It's true, yeah. So. Just a reminder that Comic Relief is on all this week. A good cause at the end of the day, I think we'll all agree.